excitement. The golden years of Auntie Mavis's life. Overseas in London for the 2012 Olympics as part of an official volunteer group. It gives us great pleasure to hook in with Auntie Mavis, live from London.
Are you there?
Hello!
Morning.
Are you there?
Good morning, Auntie Mae.
Hang on just one moment. Yes, I'll be there in a moment, Usain. Yep, no worries, I'll pop in. Sorry, that was Usain Bolt.
Was it?
Mr. Yeah. Bolt.
Yes, it was Mr. Bolt, Delta U, yes. I can call him Usain.
You're on first name terms.
Well, he's in the room next door. As soon as Darcy moved out, Bolt moved in, can I tell you that?
Jeez.
Oh, dear. He's a lovely boy, but we have to keep the tippling and the partying down a little bit there because he has got another race, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yes. Did you see the one he was in?
Yeah, oh, he was incredible.
It was electrifying.
That's good news for you, Auntie Maeve. You've got the fastest man in the world in the unit beside you, so you can send him down the shops for your becks.
And the tipple, Dale, don't forget that, please.
On the tipple, sorry.
Now, I don't know how those boys run with those, you know, obstacles swinging in their face like that. Dale, did you see that?
I try not to look,
Me
Auntie
too.
Maeve.
I try
I'm
not to look.
About their necklaces. What were you Oh, your minds are in the gutter again.
Well, I'm...
There used to be...
I don't know what you... Dave, you've taken Rubes down with you.
He does.
Do you remember Matt Shervington, Auntie Maeve?
I do, the old lunchbox down the leg.
He had the lunchbox down the leg. He could swab it from left to right. But anyway...
Oh, Dale, look, I think that's an art, really. But anyway, that's not where I was going.
Didn't
but anyway,
win him gold.
Look, Dale, look, much has been happening. Let's go back to the equestrian. You know Zara Phillips, the royal, Dale.
Oh, yeah.
I found out from a secret royal source, Dale, that when she was choosing her horse, she said, oh, have that one. And Charles turned around and says, well, you'll have to pick another. That's my wife.
Of course. You can see the confusion.
Oh, Dale, it was embarrassing.
If anyone's going to get the whip out on her, it'll be me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Look, and I've been keeping the tipple up to the sailors, Dale, because you know they like a bit of a rum toddy there.
Yo-ho-ho.
Yes. I've been the official toddy rum toddy person.
Right.
They're winning, aren't they?
Yes, they are winning.
They do.
Maybe I should have been doing this at the beginning, Dale, with the swimmers.
You've done well, Auntie Maeve, you know, as part of the volunteer, what's the word I'm looking for?
Contingent,
Dale,
contingent.
Yeah. Contingent, yeah, that is a good word.
Yeah, the volunteer motivation. It's the motivation, I think, that's most important, Auntie Mae.
Oh, Dale, yes, no, I think I am here on a spiritual sort of journey here to help the young athletes along.
No.
Now, who else have you run into out there,
Auntie Mae? Mia's, Dale.
Anna.
She's a wonderful one. Gosh, Anna's got thighs, Dale. You could crack a walnut with those thighs, couldn't you?
Yeah, mate.
Dale, you know, she has to be careful when she's bouncing babies on her knee at her friend's place. You know, one minute they're there, next minute they're gone, their head's through the ceiling.
Through the roof.
Anna, be careful there.
Yes, she has got good pins, gold medal-winning pins, Amy.
Fantastic.
I don't know, a horse's, really. But,